Cabinets would also like to wish the Ubbly Bearcats good luck in their game against the Harbor Beach Pirates. Go Bearcats!
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
It's halftime here on WLW Sports, week number 7 of MHSAA football. Homecoming festivities. We have an extended halftime show here for you, folks. While we went through the numbers, Dave, what do you think Harbor Beach is discussing in their locker room?
I think Coach Shelke has got a smile on his face right now. I think he's saying to guys, keep up what you're doing, keep up the enthusiasm, you know, bring out that intense defense, and we'll be all right because the offense is going to do their part. I think they can safely depend on them. Tell the defense, hey, listen, you know what, make those tackles and no more stupid penalties, please. That's about all he's really got. He can only critique here. They've played very well in this first half.
But what was the difference in that first quarter? Ubbly maintained the control, the tempo, and the score for three quarters of that first quarter and actually led 7-0 to lead the first part of this game. What was the difference from that point to where we are at halftime now?
Well, we can always talk about the momentum, Clark, and I think Ubbly felt very, very, very good about that first drive as they really kept the offense of Harbor Beach off the field. But they never really took any of that momentum because when Harbor Beach came on the field, there was a different feel to it as they threw it down the field. Big plays, running the ball, throwing the ball. They scored quickly. A minute and a half, they scored a touchdown. And the Harbor Beach fans, everybody was fired up. And when Ubbly came back out, there was a very short field and punted the football. And the Harbor Beach never looked back. And I'm looking for Coach Kaufman to fire up the Ubbly offense now, knowing that the defense didn't do too bad as they try to maintain this high octane Harbor Beach offense. So look for them to make more changes than Harbor Beach is going to make, trying to slow down the offense of Harbor Beach and maybe force some turnovers, which would really make a big difference.
Harbor Beach in that first half only had 3 plays over 15 yards. Unfortunately, 2 of them resulted in touchdowns. Well, all 3 actually resulted in touchdowns eventually. 54 yards, Derek Buff run, 32-yard run from Austin Seltz, and a 47-yard pass to Avery Wainer really changed the entire momentum in the whole field of this game.
And like you said, Clark, they after those big plays, they hustle up to the line, they get their play call, and they're back at it again, and it's business as usual. So after a big play, then they sort of run it a little bit, feel out the Ubbly defense again before they strike again.
Well, it looks like we're adding a few more extra minutes for the clock and halftime here, so we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with second half action in Harbor Beach, the week number 7, WLAW Sports Game of the Week.
As a business owner, nothing compares to the sense of pride you feel when unlocking your business first thing in the morning. In this moment, it doesn't matter if you've saved money in 15 minutes. It doesn't matter if the business down the street has the same insurance you do. What matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cass City, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cass City. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
With insurance, it's not about the cost. It's about its value. And at Farm Bureau Insurance, we truly are Michigan's insurance company. Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey. And when I insure someone's future, it's not what I want, but what you need. I want you to rest with ease at night knowing that your life is safe, sound, and secure. Because when it comes down to it, it's not about me, it's about you. I want you to live in that dream home, finally take that vacation, or watch your son score the winning touchdown. And I can help. That's Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance.
Psst. Hey, you. You, looking for a smartphone? Maybe looking to upgrade, huh? Yeah? Listen, you came to the right place. Me and Thumb Cellular, we can hook you right up. Best phones and service in the Thumb. After we're done with you, you'll be golden. Are you a multitasker, huh? Yeah? Listen, Thumb Cellular, they have all the latest technology for you. Any app you can think of. These smartphones have emailing, texting, tweeting, stock quotes, Facebook. Listen, we've got apps coming out the yin-yang. Oh, wait. Are you with the other guys? Hey, are you with the other guys? Get out of here. You gotta make the switch. Because with Thumb Cellular, enjoy luxury. Unlimited emailing, unlimited texting, and unlimited web surfing. It's like having the whole wide world at your fingertips. Hey, go tell your friends, all right? Listen, you wouldn't happen to be interested in any watches. Didn't think so.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes and arrows and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find Multi game feeders, trail cameras by Multi and Cuttyback, tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
Seven half about to begin here. Obli is kicking us off to start the second half. They trail Harbor Beach 21-7 into the hands of Aaron Ginther at his own 10-yard line. Cuts the far sideline out to the 30-yard line. Out to the 35. And forced out of bounds. Right about at the 36-yard line. No word yet. No, right at the 35-yard line is where Harbor Beach will begin this second half on offense. They have a 14-point lead over Ubley. They have 56 more yards than Ubley, but they've ran less than half of what Ubley has ran in plays.
Hard to believe, Clark, but with the offense style that Harbor Beach runs, they look to attack downfield, not just run the ball out of that wing tee all the time. They like to attack downfield.
And they come out, and they're handing it off to number 47 out of the wing tee, Aaron Ginther. He tossed it up on the way down, and it's a fumble, and the momentum has shifted to Ubley, and it's a fumble recovery for the Ubley defense. Just like that, one play, and Ubley offense is back on the field.
And just what we got done saying, Clark, with Harbor Beach taking the ball first, if they were to score, it would be very, very detrimental to the Ubley offense. They are not an offense that is good at coming from behind. They're an offense that is designed to be in games and to actually run the clock out and be a team that's better in the lead. So when they needed to force turnovers, they got one right there as Ginther coughs it up.
Ubley working with a short field. Sweeney hands us off out of the wing tee to the left side. Gets about 3 yards. And number 20, David Werkowski, doing the damage for the Ubley offense. Out of the wing tee. Gets out to about the 37-yard line of Harbor Beach. Brings up second and eight.
Again, he runs right into number 71, Michael Lukowski. Big Mike doing a good job there, stopping Rakowski from going anywhere.
Second and eight, in between the hash marks on the left side of your radio, right to left across your radio, is the Ubley offense. Three men in the backfield, Sweeney under center, as was all night tonight so far. Sweeney keeps this for himself around the right end. Cuts back in on the far sideline, gets out to about the 33-yard line before he's pushed out of bounds by three black jerseys. It's a gain of five, and they're going to be short of the first down by about 4 yards.
Kyle Kramer and Eli Kraft, two of those Harbor Beach defenders on the play.
That's the sixth carry for Sweeney tonight. He has 58 yards altogether. Third and five, third and four, whatever you'd like to call it, from the 34-yard line of Harbor Beach after a Harbor Beach fumble on their first play of the second half. 11 minutes exactly to go in the third quarter. Probably trying to chip away from that 14-point deficit. Working off the right hash, they have two receivers wide to the right side, two men in the backfield, Sweeney's under center. Rolling to his left on the keeper, gets back to the line of scrimmage. Nothing more is going there, and a flag flies at the last second from behind the line of scrimmage. No gain in the play brings